Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You can also follow Rob and me on social media. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on the gram. We got the great Eddie House, NBA champion, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, coming up at the bottom of the hour as he does. Join us every week. And we got Shop Talk after that. Interesting comments by our man Jalen Rose, Rob. We'll get into that, but it'll be a lot of fun. All right, so Bucky Brooks, friend of the show. You guys are cool, right? I mean, y'all go at it.
Oh, Bucky Wheat Brooks? Go ahead. What do you got?
Racist.
Bucky Wheat Brooks.
What? That ain't racist. What? Buckwheat had a starring role on the Little Rascals, Chris, didn't he?
Yeah, Buckwheat was good.
Everybody was said good that and show so was stymie. It
they
wasn't
said
a
that
racist show.
The adult said I don't remember. I watched it as a kid religiously. It was like one of my favorite shows.
Chris, that show was set in the early 20s, 1923, and they're eating together, in bed together,
right,
friends together. That's way before civil rights. How was that race? How was that show racist? I'm serious. They were all
right,
poor.
Buckwheat, they all were poor. They all were odd. You had Alfalfa. You had
Spanky.
Darla. Yeah, all of them. Spanky was kind of the brains. I'll give you that.
Right.
But, you know, who was the other little black guy?
Buckwheat and Stymie.
Stymie had
a leading
role.
Stymie
was always sharp dressed.
Yeah.
Had a little top hat or whatever that was he wore. And,
I had a problem with that, too. People saying that show was racist. I watched that as a kid. I never thought they treated Buckwheat or Stymie differently, Chris. Never.
Right. I'd want to watch it now, you know what I mean, as an adult to see. But back then as a kid, it was a good little show. I mean, it was one of my favorite shows. So, all right. But anyway, Bucky, and the reason that Rob is calling him Bucky Wheat Brooks is because he made an incredibly controversial statement about the Baltimore Ravens and what they should do in this upcoming draft. I'm going to ask Rob G to kind of explain
Chris, that Lamar responded to Bucky Wheat Brooks. Yes. Am I right, Rob G, on a tweet?
So explain all this, Rob G. What happened? Rob G.
Is he eating?
He must be eating some.
No, we had an issue where my mic was not turned on. You know, I've been a long time doing this.
You are the engineer extraordinaire. Go ahead.
I'm going to cut it off in the podcast.
Press on.
No one's going to hear this little part. But anyway, here's what happened. Bucky Brooks was on the NFL Network's Path to the Draft with Daniel Jeremiah, and they were talking about the idea that Justin Fields might slip in the draft, which seems to be one of the big talking points heading into tomorrow's draft. And the question was, if Justin Fields slides, should the Ravens move up to get him? Or if he makes it all the way down to 27, should the Ravens just pounce on him, even though they already have Lamar Jackson? Here's what Bucky said, quote, "They could take a collegiate approach to the quarterback position. They cash in on Justin Fields. And maybe they operate like a college team. One quarterback, quote unquote, graduates. The other quarterback steps into the starter's role. You now have the opportunity to keep a starting quarterback potentially on a young deal, build up the rest of the assets, and then play smash mouth football the way that they like to play and continue to build a better roster around the quarterback. I just think it's something to think about," end quote.
And what did Lamar say? Lamar responded to him?
He did. Obviously, the tweet went viral, or the clip went viral, yep, and somebody shared it. And Lamar saw it, and he said, he quote tweeted, he said, "Bucky, we can box a little bit. I won't buck," with a couple of laughing emojis.
And Chris, here's my thing. Chris, if you want to say that about a quarterback who maybe hadn't achieved or was a Sam Darnold, you had high expectations, and he hadn't accomplished anything in the league, maybe I could buy into that. But to say that about a guy who has done nothing but he's won more regular season games than anybody since he came in the league, and that's including Patrick Mahomes. He's also won a unanimous MVP. Everybody said he couldn't win a playoff game. He won a playoff game. It's just a total disrespect to Lamar Jackson, and that's why I'm upset with Bucky. You might want to float that, Chris, about somebody who's a middle-of-the-road quarterback or a middle-of-the-pack or something like that. If you wanted to say that about Matthew Stafford after his sixth or seventh year with the Lions and they hadn't won anything, maybe I would buy into that. But I think it's a total disrespect of Lamar Jackson, and that's why I'm upset with Bucky Brooks. That's why
You're actually upset with him?
Yeah, I am. Like I just think it's a total disrespect of him, as if he did nothing, Chris. And I don't think that he graduates and you move on to the next guy. That's BS. They haven't done that for anybody else. If Bucky Brooks told me that, I think it's easier, I'm saying this, Chris, from my heart.
Right.
It's easier to dismiss black quarterbacks, and I don't like it.
Not at this point.
I'm just saying, if
we name the top quarterbacks in the league.
The five highest paid quarterbacks are all black.
Okay,
I'm not talking about paying people, but dismissing what he's accomplished as if
nobody,
you could just interchange.
I disagree. And here's why. I'm not saying I fully support what Bucky says. And let's keep it real. Bucky said it's something to think about. He wasn't saying this is what, I mean, maybe he's implying this is what he would do, but he just threw it out there as something to think about. And I'm just saying, I get where he's coming from. Here's the thing, Rob. It has nothing to do with Lamar being black. Just like, I mean, nobody's saying that about Deshaun Watson, even with all his issues. Nobody's saying that about Russell Wilson. Nobody's saying that about Pat Mahomes. I mean, so I don't think it has anything to do with him being black.
I just think,
I'm just sharing my statement.
Yeah, and I'm just saying I disagree with that. I think it's easier to dismiss a black
quarterback. But my point is, it's the way Lamar plays. That's what it is. To me, it has nothing to do with him being black. And I mean, I get it. If Bucky was white, people probably would be accusing him of racism. When I don't think it has anything, obviously Bucky's not doing it out of racism. We have never seen a quarterback play like this. And look, he is the best running quarterback in NFL history, period. And I got to admit, I'm surprised he's been healthy this long, because I never thought you could run like this in the NFL on a regular basis. And he's done it. And he's a small guy and he hasn't gotten hurt. But I think Bucky's point is he doesn't throw it that well. He throws it okay. But the Ravens were dead last in the NFL last year in passing yards. And so Bucky's saying he doesn't throw it that well. How long is he going to be able to run it like this? Now, like I said, he surprised us to this degree. But as you get older, you lose a step. That's just natural for everybody. And so if he loses a step, is he as elusive? And you've seen receivers turning down, taking less money to go other places. Three of them this offseason: Kenny Galladay, Juju Smith-Schuster, and T.Y. Hilton. And so I think Bucky's saying, which is what a lot of people purport, Rob, is that the time to really win Super Bowls or have the best shot is when your quarterback's on that rookie scale. And he's not making a ton of money, so you can build around him. And so if he's thinking, bring in Justin Fields, obviously, you know, you're starting Lamar this year. And if the Ravens go to the Super Bowl or maybe even the AFC title game, you rethink it. But he's saying, bring in Justin Fields, see what he can do. He can run it, not like Lamar. Nobody can. But he's a guy that can run. Bucky obviously thinks, and a lot of people think, he throws it better than Lamar. So if you don't have a great season this year with Lamar, then or even in the next 2 years, because they're going to pick up his fifth-year option, even in the next 2 years, instead of giving him the long-term contract, you just let him go, trade him, whatever, and go with Justin Fields, and you got him for another few years on the rookie deal, and you build around. I mean, that's his logic, which I get. I'm not saying I do it, but I understand where he's coming from.
I think it's total disrespect to Lamar Jackson. That's just – he hasn't accomplished anything. And you know what? Maybe they'll do it differently. Maybe a quarterback with his skill set will finally break through and win a Super Bowl and change the thinking of some people. But all the guy's done is win. And because he's not winning the way you want, Matthew Stafford has a damn great arm and can throw all the passes, and they still didn't win. So, but it's okay because he throws the ball, or is it about about how you win, or is winning matter? And for Baltimore, he's done nothing but win, and every time they doubt him or say he can't do something, he gets a little bit better or makes it. And I just think that for a guy who's done what he's done, to even be like a question whether he should be quarterback or whether he should be replaced bothers me. And that's just me personally. And I'm just saying that's why the comment rubbed me the wrong way, is I think Bucky totally disrespected.
But that's Bucky.
Lamar
Jackson. I hear what you're saying.
That's just how I feel.
Yeah, because Bucky can say what he wants. I mean, it is kind of disrespectful. You know, but this is life. And it's disrespectful for a team not to extend a guy. We could say it's disrespectful that the Ravens haven't extended him yet.
They already said that they are.
Well,
actions
speak louder than words. I think they will, but do it. What are you waiting for? You know, so I hear where you're coming. I think, you know, Bucky can say what he wants.
I'm not saying he can't say what he wants. He can say whatever he wants, but it doesn't mean that I'm just going to sit here and nod my head with him. I disagree with him.
He can say, I mean, in critiquing players, it can come off and sometimes straight up be disrespectful at times. So this isn't the first player Bucky's disrespected or any analyst has disrespected.
Who was it? Marcellus Wiley on
Speak for Yourself
said, like, checked him and basically said to Bucky, yeah, I know who you are. Pull that mask off like they do on Scooby-Doo. You know, at the end of the show, they always pull a mask off to find out who the villain is. And he said, you're Bill Polian. I know who that guy is. It's Bill Polian. It was pretty funny.
Nah, I mean, like I said, and to his credit, Lamar has obviously proven everyone wrong. But, and maybe, I hope he proves this notion wrong, that you can't run like this for, you know, a decade. You know, and obviously he'll continue to improve as a passer. But I just get what Bucky's saying. And I don't think it has any, I mean, Bucky's black. I don't think it has anything to do with
race. That doesn't mean that black people don't have bad things to say about other black people.
Yeah, but Bucky's not a sellout.
I didn't say that, but I'm just saying.
But you just said he's black. And that,
I know plenty of black people in our business who disparage other black people. Right.
But I'm saying this isn't racist. Like, there's black quarterbacks getting paid, getting extended all over the league. So this is, to me, this is totally about style of play, and no one else plays like this. You know, the closest was Michael Vick, but he obviously didn't do it as well as Lamar. All right, we're gonna throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Is it disrespectful towards Lamar Jackson for the Ravens to consider drafting a quarterback like Justin Fields? And or do you see where Bucky Brooks is coming from, or is he making total nonsense? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And, of course, the NFL draft is coming up. And for the very best NFL draft coverage tomorrow, be sure to tune in to Fox Sports Radio throughout the first round of the draft tomorrow night. Catch the NFL's best information man, Jay Glazer. Draft analyst, our man, Bucky Brooks. We just were talking about him. Former number two pick LeVar Arrington and Fox's own Kevin Burkhardt, as they'll be live throughout the first round beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. They'll have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to all 32 first-round picks. That's Thursday night tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern time, with Jay Glazer, Bucky Brooks, LeVar Arrington, and Kevin Burkhardt right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Speaking of Bucky Brooks, do you understand where he was coming from, or you think he's straight up bugging, talking nonsense about Lamar Jackson? You're turned away in 877-99 on Fox.
All right, Max in Georgia, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Max?
What's up, Rob? Welcome back, Chris.
Thank you, Max.
You know, I'm going to try to be – I'm a Ravens fan, so I'm going to try to be a little optimistic here from a different perspective. I totally think it was disrespectful. Having said that, it fits the par for the course. Look at Aaron Rodgers, the Packers. Look at Cam Newton from leaving the Panthers. Colin Kaepernick even. Peyton Manning. You can go on down the list. So having said that
– Well, what do you mean? What do you mean? I didn't get all of those. Like Aaron Rodgers.
He's from quarterbacks all the time. So to get ahead of one isn't something that's totally out of bounds.
Right.
He's like a Ferrari, right? He's speed demon. He can run. He's a Ferrari, but we need all-terrain vehicles.
Oh, you're saying draft
we need a coupe.
Aaron Rodgers.
He hasn't, right.
Okay.
He hasn't shown the ability to do that. Not yet.
Right.
So I just think if he's a runner.
So you understand
you get
where he's coming from.
That.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you understand where he's coming from. Right.
That's all. I get it. I agree.
Yeah. I think it's totally disrespectful.
It's got some logic behind it.
Unanimous
MVP, but it's got some logic.
Just, I'm not getting with it. Ryan in Vermont, you're on the Odd Couple of Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for having me on.
What's up?
I'm just going to say, I don't think it's a problem. I think Baltimore needs to protect themselves. He's a runner, could get hurt. Bring a guy in that's got a pretty good arm, play some good offense. You know, we're talking. I know you compared him to Matt Stafford. Prior, you know, what was Detroit's defense last year?
Well, what about the year they were fifth in the league and they still didn't win a playoff game? So don't act like they never had that. And Ndamukong Suh, Nick Fairley, they had some good defensive players. So every time people bring that BS up, like he played with nobody, I don't buy it. It's not true.
I'm comparing last year to this year. That's all. Sorry. I know what you're saying. But I'm saying last year, you know, you go last in the league defensively to this year or this past year.
He's played 12 years. He's played 12 years. Nobody's talking about replacing Matthew Stafford. He's played 12 years in the league. Lamar Jackson has won more games in the league than anybody, even Patrick Mahomes.
But you've got to protect the team and the future. If you have a defense like that and a good running game,
and you know for sure that Fields is going to be a great quarterback in the NFL, you know how many guys are bust?
You never know, though. I mean, it's like you never know.
The Packers drafted
Aaron Rodgers when they had Brett Favre. You know, just protecting yourself. All right. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
Happy
draft. All right, thanks. Brian in Iowa, you're on the Odd Couple of Fox Sports Radio.
Well, hello, guys. What I think Bucky Brooks was trying to say, and again, he didn't say it was, this is the lane I think the Baltimore Ravens need to take. He's just saying, if Justin Fields drops, it's an option. And the thing about MVP caliber players is, you know, once their contract's up, they're going to want that MVP money.
Right.
And, you know, that's going to make it hard for them to pay everyone they need to pay. They've got some holes to fill. I mean, they got to make sure they have money for everyone else, and it comes down to, you know, and maybe Justin Fields isn't the guy, but maybe you just draft him, and worst-case scenario, Lamar has a great season next year, and then, okay, well, now we've got Justin Fields to trade for somebody else that we need on the team, you know? And again, he wasn't saying, oh, this is what the Baltimore Ravens need to do. I don't think it was disrespectful. He was just saying that's an option that, you know, if he drops that far down the draft, maybe that's the option or direction you head.
Yeah, it is disrespectful because basically he's saying you can't win with him. That's the only reason why you would make a change. Come on, Brian, read through
well,
it.
Well, they haven't won the Super Bowl.
Read through
that's
it.
The
but they, but they've won a
saying.
Lot of games during the regular
but
season, and they won a playoff game.
But that don't matter until you win the Super Bowl.
Well, but they want to play. Everybody can't win the Super Bowl. That don't mean you discard
well,
them.
That's the goal.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you discard them after 3 years. The guy's 25 years old. My God.
Rye, I'm just saying, Rye, it's the
I'm
style.
Not buying.
If he was a passer, I don't think there's any way that thought even crosses Bucky Brooks' mind. It's just the style of play.
You always talk about intangibles. He a winner. All of a sudden, it doesn't count for Lamar Jackson.
It counts, but it's still the physical style of play puts you in harm's way a lot more than a guy that throws it more.
Even passers get hurt all the time.
Of course,
they
anybody can
broke
get
Peyton
hurt
Manning's
in any
back.
Game.
He was a
but
pack,
that is a reason
the
they
pocket.
Don't run in the pros like they run in college. Because it's a whole different league. That's all.
Jax in Kansas City, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on, fellas? I tell you what, man, the bottom line is this is a business. And as most NFL players will tell you, from the minute you step on the field, they're trying to replace you. And until you've proven as a quarterback like Lamar that you have won that Super Bowl, then there's going to be some level of the team protecting itself against you not coming through and being the one.
So when did they do that for Matthew Stafford when he was the highest paid player in the league and played 12 years with no playoff wins? When did they discuss that maybe he can't get it done and they should move on and do something else?
But you're talking about Detroit, who's been a
No, I'm just asking you, 12 years. I'm talking about 12 years, Jack. 12 years. Tell me Lamar Jackson would be a quarterback for 12 years in the NFL with no playoff wins.
I'm just saying, if you can get one of the top three, maybe, quarterbacks in the draft at number 27, even if you kept him around and Lamar succeeded, he's still worth capital down the line. You can still trade him. It's still a possibility. So as an organization, I don't think it's disrespectful at all.
All right, there you have it. All right, we got our man Eddie House coming up. We're going to get into the NBA, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's got a ring. He was draining long threes before it was fashionable. He's a Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, one of our favorites, the brother Eddie House. What's up, man?
My guys, what's happening?
How are you? We are good, my man. Great to have you on the show.
I'm doing real good. Hey, before, real quick, Rob, how about them A's, man? 14 out of 16. Talk to me.
It was unbelievable. They got off to such a terrible start. I guess what we have on my podcast, Inside the Parker, which dropped in the morning, I have Bip Roberts, who does the TV stuff for them, and you know, former major leaguer, and he was talking about the team. It was pretty impressive. 13 straight wins, no doubt.
Yeah, no doubt.
We've seen this before. They going deep.
Oh, stop hating, man.
I'm just saying. Hey, look at
are they going
deep?
That's a hater comment, man.
I'm asking, Rob, are they going deep in the playoffs?
They're going to win the division, and they're going to win a division. I do believe that. They won it last year, right, Eddie?
And you know their habit, Rob.
But the bad part is that, Eddie, you know that they haven't been able to get over that hump. And last year,
you know what it is?
Houston.
Just no soup. They don't have that guy. They don't have the superstar. It's always collectively done.
Because that's how they're built. Analytics.
They don't
want the superstar. They want the no names who get walks and you know all that stuff.
You don't win games 13-something with getting walked.
Well, I'm exact, but you know what I'm saying. Like, that's their whole – that's been their analytics. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all right, it has been, for sure.
Let's get to hoop. All right, Dr. J, the legend. We all love Dr. J. Everybody loves Dr. J. Mm-hmm. But did you see his two all-NBA, all-time starting fives?
Yeah, a little janky. It was a little janky. Yeah, it was a little biased.
Right, and it was based on his era. Yeah. But it's more so what he said about why he didn't put LeBron on there. And he said it was because LeBron started the super teams. And I think, Eddie, what he meant was player-generated super teams, where players are handpicked. Like, you were on that super team in Boston, but that was organic. You know, it wasn't Garnett saying, yo,
they made two
y'all
trades
wanna link
to get
up and
people.
Play.
It's totally different.
What do you – I've never ripped the players putting together super teams. I think it's actually been good. But I do get the difference of why it's a little more noble, if you will, when it's just more organic than players choosing up sides and saying, yo, I'm going to go get this other great player. Do you get where the old heads come from, or you think Doc's just way off?
No, I definitely see where they're coming from, you know, as far as saying, oh, man, it didn't come together by management. But you also got to remember that if they were in a position to be able to control their own destinies and not have it in management's destiny, they definitely would have did the same thing back then. If they had the opportunity to say, hey, I can pick and choose where I want to go because I am a star, I am the thing. I am a catalyst that drives this league. They definitely would have made that move, but the fact of the matter is, I don't buy that. Back then, huh?
Yeah, I don't buy that. I don't believe Isaiah Thomas had a chance to go play for the Knicks when they were trying to beat Michael Jordan, and he refused to trade. He didn't want to go. He said, "I remember the quote vividly. That's Patrick Ewing's team. I'm not going to play for the Knicks." And that was Isaiah.
Now, you know Isaiah,
after he had won
recently,
a couple championships.
Rob, in the last few years, he has said, now again, he maybe was joking, maybe he was just trying to protect LeBron, I don't know. But he said he would now, yeah, I'd
what's
go play
his anti,
with these guys.
But he has an anti-Michael thing,
right,
and he's
right,
on the LeBron thing. So, I just can't take that. I take it with a grain of salt. I just do.
Do you look down at all on it, Eddie?
I just believe that if you had the opportunity, it's just the way of the times now. So that's what's happening now. He was the catalyst of it. And every player always want to be in control of their own destiny. Hey, I should be able to go. Just like when you get traded somewhere, you know, it's like you didn't have any control of that. It's no different from – Well, it is different because now I have an opportunity when I hit free agency to say, maybe I'll take a little less money to go somewhere else, and he might take a little less money, and we could go win this. So I really believe that if they had the opportunity, they had the chance to do it back then, they would have done it. Believe it. And maybe not left. They might have some other guys come on their team.
I just cannot imagine Larry Bird and Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan playing together. I don't see it. But I'll ask you this: what do you make
other
of
than
Kevin
in the Olympics? Right?
Yeah. Well, something different. Right. What do you make of Kevin Durant's return? I mean, he had the thigh bruise. He comes back. Every time he comes back, he looks like he was never injured. I mean, he just picks up where he leaves off. Is that incredible to you?
Yes, it is. He's amazing. I mean, he is right there. You know, when we start talking about some of the best basketball players to ever have played it, and if he can stay healthy and sustain this for a few more years, you know, when we start talking about, we're not talking about numbers, when we just talk about pure basketball player, and you say, hey, man, we could line up all of the greats, who would be your first pick? I think a lot of times that Kevin Durant probably will be right there. You know, you'd be like, hey, well, I wasn't able to get the first pick. They took Kevin Durant. I was able to get him, and I'm not mad with it. Or if somebody else took LeBron, you'd be like, well, I got KD. I'm not mad with that. I mean, he's amazing, man. He's a seven-footer with handle, with shot, with driving ability, but a guy that plays the right way. He's not a ball hog. He's not a ball-dominant guy to where he's like, everybody out my way. I'm going to go do this. He'll make the right play. And to me, that's what makes him so special is that most of the time when you got guys that can score that way, for the most part, they have tunnel vision on just scoring. He also looks to make plays.
Well, to that point, Eddie, last night they beat Toronto. Kevin took 7 shots in 33 minutes. So he played a full game, scored 17 points on 7 shots. Kyrie was 3-for-13, had 9 points and 4 assists. I want to ask you, is their supporting cast underrated?
I think it is because and we a couple weeks back we were talking about guys getting their rhythm. Well, because they've never been together, that three of, you know, all three of them, other guys have had opportunities to step up and get into a rhythm and play their game and find their role and find their niche within this offense. This is not going to be a world beater defense, but what they are going to be is a very high efficient offense that's going to make you guard and not only guard one play, one situation. They're going to make you guard multiple actions. And when that happens, you got guys that can knock it down from three, not only the superstars, but the supporting cast. You got guys that can finish at the rim, not only the superstars, but the supporting cast. So I think this time is helping them elevate their game and get confidence. You know, I think this is what they understand, the bench players at this time and the role players. They know that they're not going to have the same opportunities when it comes to the playoffs. But they are preparing to be ready for when their opportunities come. They make sure that they're efficient.
Eddie, the Suns went to New York. They lost to Brooklyn, and they beat the Knicks. Where are the Suns? And really, are they going to the Western Conference Finals? Are they not? They don't have enough. They do have enough. Where are you on them?
I mean, I couldn't say more enough about the Suns because if you look at I'm a Devin Booker fan. I watched him from the time that he got drafted and his evolution and his growth and the way he's been able to play. He's been playing on the ball at times. Now he has CP where he can just basically not have to worry about doing everything but just focus on being Devin Booker. I think they're a really good basketball team. They have a good combination of coaching, the management with James Jones is out of this world, and then also just a mix of veterans, players that are in their prime and young players. You know, we talk about Mikal Bridges and Cam as well. So I think when you look at this, I think they're one piece away of really getting over that hump. It's hard for me to see them beating a team like the Lakers in the Western Conference Championship.
Eddie, who's the MVP of that team? Because you mentioned Booker. He's the leading scorer. I think he may have the highest PER. But CP3 is, in many people's eyes, the engine. Obviously, they weren't very good last year outside of the bubble. Is it CP3 or is it Devin? I know they need both of them, but if you had to pick one that's the team MVP, who would you go with?
I would say Chris Paul because he does everything as far as he is that veteran leadership, you know, been there, done that. I've been in the playoffs. He has brought a level of leadership, you know, almost a coach on the floor. You know, Devin, I believe Devin is the most important player on that team, but the MVP, because he does so much, I would have to say it's Chris Paul because it was allowed Devin to be Devin and not have to take on the brunt of everything. Because you got to remember, Devin was coming off of pick and roll and getting trapped and having to pass the ball to guys that weren't ready. Now, Chris Paul, if you want to trap him, pick your poison. Somebody's going to be open, and you better hope it's not Devin Booker getting it on a one-on-one opportunity. So right, I think Chris Paul is the MVP of that team.
And CP3 does have a higher PER slightly, but Booker's the leading scorer. So, all right, that's our man E. House. Great stuff
Eddie.
Brother. We appreciate the knowledge.
All right, you guys have a good one, man. Take care out there.
All right, brother. Peace. Shop Talk is next. Keep it locked. A couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, I love the spirit behind this song. Kanye pouring out his heart to the Lord. He can't sing worth a lick, but I love his attitude on this one. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. It's time for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right. It is Shop Talk, the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, a segment where we discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. And today, we're kind of breaking our own rule because this one does have a sports tie-in. But I thought it was interesting, so I'm going to ask you guys about it. Jalen Rose, formerly of the Michigan Fab Five, played in the NBA. Now he does some great work at ESPN. He put out a tweet. I don't know what prompted it, but I thought it was interesting. Here's what he said on Twitter a couple of days ago. I helped build GetUp from scratch. NBA countdown ratings stay up. Jalen and Jacoby is the first podcast to become a TV show. I write a weekly New York Post column with a podcast. Did episode of 30 for 30 and a TV sitcom. I nominate me for being the top and most versatile personality this game has ever seen. Now, you guys are both very versatile and been in the game a long time. Chris and Rob, do you agree with Jalen Rose that he is the top and most versatile personality the sports media game has ever seen? We'll start with you, Chris.
Look, let me start by saying this. Jalen Rose has done a terrific job. I'm happy for Jalen. I'm proud of Jalen. I remember when he was first starting, and I jokingly said, we did a panel discussion together, and I jokingly said, yeah, he's going to be taking my job soon. And he did. I mean, you know, we're not competing, but, you know, he's obviously doing his thing. So I'm happy for Jalen. He's got his school in Detroit. He's doing great stuff off the mic and on the mic, if you will. But no, there's no way. First of all, I think it's factually incorrect, too, to say Jalen and Jacoby. Rob, you might know the answer to this, Parker, to say Jalen and Jacoby was the first podcast to become a show, because Rob, remember His and Hers with Jemele Hill and Michael Smith? That started as a podcast, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely.
And, right? And then they turned into a show. So that was before Jalen and Jacoby. So I think it was factually incorrect. But I'm going to say right now, I think the two top guys in the game. Now, he threw in most versatile. Okay, he's doing all that. The most versatile guy who's doing the most is Stephen A. Smith. I don't think that's arguable. Stephen A. And I think the two guys running as far as sports media personalities, it'd have to be Stephen A. and Charles Barkley. I think if I'm going all time, to me, Rob, I'll be shocked, Rob, if you disagree with me. The most iconic sports media personality is hands down Howard Cosell.
No, without question.
Easy,
it,
right?
It ain't even during, we're not living in the past.
Right.
Howard Cosell was a brand unto himself. He was on Monday Night Baseball, Monday Night Football, did every big fight. Everybody knew Howard Cosell.
Interviews with Ali.
Yes.
Yep.
And
yep.
He was a guy who, at the time, Chris, used to criticize players on the air in the 70s. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
Like, it wasn't just like, oh, no, we're the network and we got to play nice. He would call you out. He would call right. you out. So I he would
Wide
he
World was, of Sports, Rob. He yes. did that. He was all over the place.
He was versatile. He did everything. And I feel bad that Jalen would have to put that his tweet out for himself. Like I don't.
You disagree. I mean, it's
yeah,
not even.
I just think that you even have to put that out. You know what I mean, Chris? Like, you shouldn't put that out.
Maybe, like Rob G said, maybe something prompted it. It looks like he was responding to something. But, Rob, like you said, you don't really need to do that.
Nah.
Because it just puts you on – it puts a target on your back.
And then the other thing, too, like he said, what did he say? He's the one with the get up or whatever. If that's the case, wouldn't he still be on the show?
Right, right.
I just
They got a lot of other guys on there. Yeah, and he's done a great job, but it's not – yeah, it's not just him. I actually think another guy, Rob, and I don't, this probably isn't debatable either. Stuart Scott was he's not the most versatile, but iconic. He changed the game, Rob.
Yeah, no, he started saying stuff on TV we had never heard. There's no doubt.
I've said if it wasn't for Stuart Scott, I don't know that you'd have had a Charles Barkley or a Stephen A. Smith. Now, maybe they would have came along later, but he opened it up for the hip-hop, urban, you know, appeal, lingo, all that stuff.
And it wasn't well-received in the beginning,
no.
Chris. Let's be honest. People
right.
pushed back. They didn't want to hear it and whatnot. And he stayed with it, and he became who
and
he
And now the white anchors you know? Over there are using his terms.
Right.
Right? And before that, brothers used to really change up. O.J. Simpson took the bass out of his voice. Literally. Like, to
right.
do Monday
well,
Night Football totally
to
changed
what
the way he was
assimilate,
talking.
Right?
Right, right.
To assimilate and be like the guys who they're working with rather
right.
than being themselves.
They weren't bringing black culture to it at all.
Or any
weren't
flavor,
bringing,
right.
Yeah, right. So, Stewart opened up all that. So, he's certainly iconic as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of great guys doing things. But I agree. Charles is as big as you get, and our friend Stephen A. I mean,
yep.
I've known Steve from the very beginning, and he's the biggest name in our business,
right.
period.
And Skip is huge, too. Skip Bayless. Skip is huge, too. All right, iCouple, we got an hour left. Keep it locked.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced.
Bring it on.
Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!